Working for the Weekend. That was Loverboy from their 1981 sophomore album, Get Lucky. We welcome back our listeners on 92.7 FM Madison, 101.7 FM Milwaukee, and streaming online at maxincradio.com. In 1980, there were only a handful of rock bands that were making music videos, and the rest relied on live performances on TV shows like Don Kirshner's Rock Concert and Butch Sugarman's The Midnight Special for their music videos. Loverboy had neither until a call came with a request for a music video from a fledgling new cable station called MTV. The resulting videos propelled Loverboy to superstardom, and MTV became the way for bands to break into the U.S. market. Now, 40 years later, with 9 studio albums, 4 of them multi-platinum, numerous awards, and the band is still out on the road with all the original members, sans bassist Scott Smith, who died in a boating accident in the year 2000. Loverboy performs at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois on Saturday, January 25th, and on the phone with us right now from California is Mike Reno, singer for Loverboy. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, rocker, how you doing? Hey, I didn't even know that much about the music business. I just learned a whole bunch right there. But thank you for teaching me a little something about this. But it's a true story about MTV. We delivered 3 videos the first week they were open. It was crazy.
Well, you know, I was going to ask, Loverboy is a hard-rocking band than most people really realize. Tell me about Loverboy before MTV, and what was the band like?
Well, the band was started when we were... in our early 20s. What we did is we wanted to get a group of guys together that would stay together for a long period of time. So Paul and I took a long time finding the right guys. And we rehearsed all the time in studio, rehearsal halls. We were trying to get a sound, and we developed a sound by playing all the time. And a hard-working bunch of guys, still today, you know, same group of guys, minus one, as you know. But even the new guy's been in the band 20 years, so that's kind of like the way we're that's the way we're rocking now. And we can't wait to come back up to your neck of the woods. We love it up that way.
We can't wait to get you up here. Now, your debut show was opening up for Kiss. How did that come about?
Oh, man, that's a great story. We got a call from our manager and said, get the band together, you're playing tonight. And I said, where? He says, the Coliseum. I said, the Coliseum? Yeah. A record out or anything, you know, nobody even knows who we are. He says, that's okay. Kiss were bringing their whole show to the country. They were coming into Vancouver, and they wouldn't let the warm-up band in, which was the New York Dolls. So the New York Dolls must have had something that the Border Patrol didn't like. They wouldn't let them in. So we ended up playing the concert that night. We walked out in front of 15,000 screaming Kiss fans, and wow. We didn't get booed off stage, so we figured it was a huge success.
That is crazy. MTV and Loverboy changed how bands were becoming discovered. Tell me about those first videos and how they came to be on MTV and how that shaped your career.
Well, first off, it was night and day between videos, before and after video. After we did the videos and sent them in and MTV started playing them, MTV took off like crazy. It was insane. A huge difference between before and after. We could barely go down to the end of the street and buy a USA Today at the 7-Eleven. We just could hardly go down to our hotel rooms after that. It really made us famous. And I don't know if I loved it or hated it, but it was what was happening. So we just went along with it. We delivered 3 videos the first week MTV was open.
Wow.
Our record company, Columbia, called us and said, we're going to get you to go to Albany, New York, and we want you to shoot some performance. So we basically took a whole bunch of clothes, spent the whole weekend in the Shrine Auditorium, and did as many songs as we could. And they took 3 of them and ended up doing, clips of interesting things in and out the live performances. And that was basically the first part of that was the first videos, really. We never really did videos like that again. After that, we started doing different kinds of videos. But at the beginning, we just played live and then put clips in here and there and made it kind of interesting. And that's really how it happened. We delivered them the first week they were there. They put us in heavy rotation.
I love that. And I remember some of those first videos, those clips in between the live shots were usually pictures, a still shot of the drummer's face making some crazy face on a fill, right?
And you know what? You're exactly right. He really plays those things hard. And he puts all his emotion into his play, and that's for sure.
We're on the phone with Mike Reno, singer for the legendary Loverboy. Mike, I know you get these all the time, and you have an extraordinary memory for your past shows, so here we go. I was in high school and skipped school for this show, May 28th, 1982, County Stadium in Milwaukee for the World Series of Rock 2 with 38 Special, Loverboy, Quarter Flash, Triumph, and Foreigner. Tell me an insider story about that prolific concert.
Well, as you know, we love that area. Milwaukee's one of our favorite towns, Madison, all the great cities up there in Wisconsin. We were happy to be there. I think the weather was great. It reminded me, was it a great day?
I can't remember.
Some days, oh yeah, because most of the time we're worried about getting sunburned standing on the stage, you know, if you start getting sunburned. But this was a fabulous lineup, and we had such a great time. I remember the show, and I don't remember anything after that.
Well, I'll tell you, it was awesome.
80s rock stuff, right?
After all these years, how important is it still to be playing concerts with the same guys that you started with in 1979?
Oh, that's you know what? That's the best thing about this whole thing. We're all still really good friends. We hang out, we play, we travel together, we do concerts, we meet the people. You know what it is? We took our time finding a bunch of guys that we knew we could hang out with for a long period of time. I didn't think it would go 40 years, but we're playing better than ever. I mean, the band is so good. I'm so lucky to play in front of this band. It's an honor, and these guys are great. And it's a real, you know what? I have a lot of respect for what's happening right now.
Awesome. Well, we love it. We can't wait to see you. Thanks, Mike, for taking the time to talk with us on Max Inc. Radio.
That was great. I had fun.
Loverboy is performing Saturday, January 25th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois with the Tubes on this rare double bill. Here's another song from their multi-platinum album, Get Lucky. This is Loverboy, Take Me to the Top on Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.